Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 4th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony and Honda signed a memorandum of understanding to form a joint venture to design and sell EVs, with the first models planned for 2025. Honda will develop the first model, handling vehicle design and sales, with Sony developing a mobility services platform. The venture hasn't been finalized or named yet, expected to be formed later this year. Disney Plus will launch an ad-supported tier in the U.S. this year, with international availability in 2023. No word on pricing or an exact release date. Users on the Korean tech forum Miko discovered that recent Samsung phones include the app Game Optimization Service, which throttles performance on over 10,000 popular apps, including Samsung's own first-party apps, but notably not any benchmarking apps. When spoofed to throttle benchmarking apps, Game Optimization Service reduced performance by up to 56%. In response, Samsung said this app optimizes performance to prevent heating issues when gaming, and said it will update the app to add a performance priority mode to the Game Launcher app. Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla created a benchmark called Interop 2022, designed to assess how 15 web platform specifications are implemented between browsers. Ideally, perfect 100 out of 100 scores by all browsers would mean sites would look the same across all of them. Currently, Firefox's stable build leads all browsers with 69 out of 100, followed by Chrome with 61, and Safari last with 50. Experimental builds put all browsers into the low 70s. The Wall Street Journal sources say Amazon certified to the Federal Trade Commission it provided all information requested as part of its antitrust investigation into Amazon's proposed $6.5 billion acquisition of MGM. This certification triggers a deadline for the commission to file a legal challenge by mid-March, otherwise Amazon would be free to complete the deal, at least in the U.S. The commission can still challenge acquisitions after they close, and the deal must still pass an EU antitrust review. Bowers & Wilkins announced its first Dolby Atmos soundbar, the $999 Panorama 3. It's capable of 400 watts of amplification, uses Amazon's voice assistant, supports AirPlay 2, Spotify Connect, and high-res audio streaming, with support for multi-room audio coming in a firmware update. It's available now. Sennheiser announced new earbuds that are 3D printed with the material used to drill bits on the Mars rover. The metal is zirconium, which resists corrosion, so it's lightweight and durable. And there are the usual rubber tips, so they won't be more uncomfortable than plastic earbuds. The IE600 earbuds are wired so they can support lossless audio, and the cable is replaceable. It's coming this spring for 699 euros. The startup Awesome Privacy, created by former Essential employees, shared details on its OV1 smartphone expected to launch later this year. The phone will include a Snapdragon 8 series chipset and use a dual camera system with 48 and 12 megapixel sensors with an ultra-wide band antenna. On the design side, it will be bigger than the Essential phone to fit a larger battery, use a back made of zirconia, not zirconium like we just talked about with the earbuds, and includes a secure data cable, although no specifics on what that actually means. Microsoft announced it will suspend new sales of products and services in Russia and will stop many aspects of our business in Russia in compliance with sanctions. Airbnb also suspended all operations in Russia and Belarus, and Reddit banned links to Russian state-supported media outlets across its entire site for all users. ICANN rejected a proposal from Ukraine to revoke the .ru Russian Internet Country Code. CEO Goran Marby said ICANN's mission does not extend to taking punitive actions and that the organization has been built to ensure that the internet works, not for its coordination role to be used to stop it from working. The genealogy service MyHeritage launched a new feature called Live Story, which creates an animated video narrative using animated photos of relatives speaking. This is powered by tech from the Tel Aviv-based startup DID and uses a synthetic voice generator with tech supplied by users. MyHeritage supports 31 languages with dozens of dialects and includes male and female voices. The latest insider build of Windows 11 includes a new feature that will attempt to install Windows updates when more clean energy is available on the grid. This will use regional carbon intensity data from electricity map and watt time and will only apply when a PC is plugged in. Twitch will ban users it deems harmful misinformation super spreaders. This will be based on criteria of users with an online presence that's dedicated to persistently sharing widely disproven and broadly shared harmful information topics. Twitch said this won't be applied based on individual statements or discussions. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo joined Twitter, tweeting out predictions on the iPhone SE expected at Apple's March 8th event. Kuo predicts this phone will keep a similar form factor to the current SE, use the A15 SoC with a 5G modem, with estimated shipments of between 25 and 30 million units this year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.